Are you ready for some relief today? And that's exactly what's on the way for upstate New York and interior New England. That strong cold front has already pushed through much of the region, bringing with it that organized batch of showers and strong thunderstorms into this morning. This same front is also going to bring us much lower dew points into the afternoon. We can expect high pressure to build in from the west, and that's going to allow sunshine to develop from northwest to southeast by the end of the day. Temperatures will be seasonably warm, but about 10 to 15 degrees cooler and a whole lot more comfortable than days past. Saturday will be even cooler and more comfortable, low humidity and comfortable dew points with plenty of sunshine, a great day to be outside. Now for the end of the weekend, temperatures will climb, but dew points remain in the comfortable zone as an upper level ridge briefly builds in. Early next week, a fast moving upper level disturbance will try and dive to the south, bringing with it some cloud cover, but rain chances really not looking too good. We will remain under the influence of northwesterly flow, which could keep the clouds around and some isolated thunderstorm chances, especially for the higher terrain through mid next week. Taking a look at significant weather around the country today, multiple wildfires continue to burn across the western United States despite some needed rainfall. Arriving to southern Colorado, the spring fire continues to burn, charring over 100,000 acres so far. Meanwhile, in California, a new fire, dubbed the Klamathon Fire, forced the closure of I-5 as it jumped the state line into Oregon. Meanwhile, there's also a marginal risk for severe weather today across parts of New England. Isolated, short-lived, severe thunderstorms may be possible across parts of New England ahead of the same cold front that moved through the Capital District earlier this morning. Many areas have already seen rainfall today, which will impede instability for stronger storms. However, spots that have seen more surface heating, more sunshine, and destabilization could still see a few strong to severe storms, but the threat will rapidly decrease into the afternoon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, showers and storms will continue into the early afternoon. Heavy rain will be possible with some of these storms. Highs today reach the mid-80s. In Boston, showers and storms also continuing there into the early afternoon. Heavy rain will be possible amidst some of those showers and storms. Highs will reach the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, we're going to enjoy lots of sunshine. Highs today will be near 70. Your 24-hour contiguous United States temperature extremes ran from a trio of 116-degree readings yesterday in California. That included Death Valley, Palm Springs, and Thermal California, to about 37 degrees at Leadville, Colorado, measured this morning. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine into the second half of the day. Highs will be cooler, only rebounding into the mid to upper 70s, although highs could make a run for about 80 degrees in Glens Falls. Expect falling dew points, leading to a very pleasant evening. Tonight, clear skies with lows falling to near 50, rebounding tomorrow with plenty of sunshine with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine will increase for the second half of the day with high temperatures climbing into the mid to upper 80s. Falling dew points will lead to a very pleasant evening. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows falling into the mid 50s. Tomorrow, rebounding with plenty of sunshine. Highs will be in the upper 70s to low 80s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine today and falling dew points for the afternoon. Highs will reach the mid to upper 70s. By tonight, mostly clear skies with lows falling into the lower 50s. For tomorrow morning, lots of sunshine, and that will continue right on for the afternoon. Highs will be in the mid to upper 70s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine is expected for the second half of the day, along with falling dew points, leading to a pretty nice afternoon and evening. Highs will reach the upper 70s to low 80s today. Overnight, expect mostly clear skies with lows falling into low 50s. Tomorrow, we rebound with plenty of sunshine. Highs will be in the low to mid 70s. For the greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, clouds will continue to give way to sunshine for the afternoon. High temperatures today will reach the low 80s. Dew points will fall throughout the afternoon, making for a very pleasant evening. Overnight, mostly clear skies with low temperatures dipping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine on tap. Highs will be in the mid-70s to near 80. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, pleasant and dry, highs in the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. Sunday, expect continued sunshine, highs a touch warmer in the mid-80s. We'll start to bring the heat back for Monday afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 80s with some clouds sneaking in for the second half of the day. Expect a repeat for your day on Tuesday, except a few showers will be possible. Wednesday looks a touch more seasonable. Highs will be in the low 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.